Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, I don't know what to say anymore, honestly. We talk about sports for a living. We have three professional sports teams in town, and one of them just isn't holding up their end of the bargain, to say the very, very least. Like, 7-1 last night seemed passable. We've been numbed to the point where a 7-1 loss seemed like it was, that's very normal. In fact, it's better than usual. In their past three losses, if I'm not mistaken, they've been outscored 40-3. I don't know where the owner of this baseball team is. I don't remember the last time I saw him on television or anywhere else. I would wager to say that outside of an expansion team or a manager and a GM who are in the middle of a publicly declared rebuilding project, that nobody in the history of the league survives an 8-30 stretch, really, at any point. You mentioned the other day, can you imagine if this was the beginning of the season?
Right.
But coming out of the All-Star break, is that what it is now? 8-30 or is it 9-30?
No, it's 8-30.
I have no idea what's going on here. And if I were a fan of this baseball team, I can't decide if I would be beyond enraged or just dumbed down to the point where I could no longer look. I can't decide which. Probably enraged. You?
How are you this morning, Joe? It's good to see you.
I'm good, Ron. You?
You all right?
I don't know. I feel a little weird today, honestly. But
you need caffeine?
I do.
You going to go for it?
No.
You have the willpower to stay away.
It's easy to quit. Harder to stay quit. I'm going to stay quit today.
But they say it's hard to win a championship. It's harder to stay on top, right?
Harder to get outscored 40-3 in your last three losses.
I mean, I don't know if apathy, I assume, sets in pretty quickly. There's going to be a lot of diversions real soon. The Steelers season getting ready to go. College is getting ready to start. I mean, Pitt's first game, Penn State's first game is a week from tomorrow, if you can believe that. The Penguins go to camp September 13th.
Is that what Bob Nutting's counting on?
If there is anger, it turns into apathy. No, I think apathy is worse than anger.
I mean,
anger means you still care. Apathy means you don't care, and that's
right.
Worse.
Is he counting on the fact, well, nobody's going to pay attention anyway in about a week?
Maybe, but if he is, you know, that's even worse than people paying attention and being mad for me. So
I'm almost to the point, Ron, where it's take the manager out of his misery, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it's really hard to watch. Hard to watch what happens, you know, and I thought last night it would really turn into another one of those 11-1 games when five batters in, Brault is down 2-0, although he didn't have a lot of help behind him in the field. And then he actually pitched six innings of two-run baseball, kept him in the game. I don't mind you going six innings. I hate when guys say five innings and they keep him in a game. And then, you know, Chris Stratton blew him away, but I guess he wasn't supposed to pitch. Kella apparently got sick in the bullpen or something like that. I don't know. And
you blame him?
Yeah. And then Stratton comes in and it gets totally away from him and they get blown out again. Now you got the Reds coming in. I guess I'll be watching this week only to see if there's any kind of crap between the Reds and Pirates. You might remember the last time they played. Well, I guess it was the night game and then they played a day game the next day. And remember Hurdle and Bell gave the lineups out but didn't look at each other, didn't shake hands. So be eager to see if anything like that happens. I thought Walk yesterday mentioned that somebody might get hit accidentally, and who knows, they may take it the wrong way and things go crazy. So that's the only reason
who
I care
at this point.
Well,
I mean,
I care about watching that and see if something happens. I don't care necessarily from a record standpoint, but just bad
remember year. When the narrative that night was that the Pirates showed some fight and this was going to be a turning point,
right,
for them? Or,
I do remember.
They're
that.
Showing as little fight as any team I've ever seen in this town, and I've now been here for a while, Ron. I moved here in 1989, November. Where were you then?
November of 89? Where was I?
Yeah.
What do you mean, where was I?
Where were you working? Where were you living?
November of 89, I was living In my house in Cranberry, and I was working at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
You were already at the Post-Gazette?
I started January of 89.
January of 89.
I was at the press for 5 years before that.
November of 89, I came here. I haven't seen, I mean, this is worse than the 105 loss season of 2010 for me, because that was just, you were numbed out to, John Russell was you know, barely had a pulse, and it was just like, who cares?
You can argue,
it reminds me of Pitt football before Johnny Majors Part 2. That's what this reminds me of.
Of Johnny Majors Part 2,
yeah.
When he went to Ohio State and got beat 72-0.
Yeah, and the Penguins had a pretty bad stretch there in the early 2000s, I'll say that, but it ended rather quickly, and you could tell that it was almost planned that way. It was going to happen, and you held in mind it was eventually going to be a good thing. We didn't know about Sid yet, but you knew that, you know what? If you're going to fall to the bottom for a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
This is worse, way worse.
The only one I can remember worse with the Pirates was 85, the drug trials. Was worse.
Yeah.
That was worse than this, because the town, the team was a joke. I'm off the field as well as on. What did it lose? 104 games that year.
I hear
drug
that.
Drug trials, cocaine in the clubhouse. The mascot was involved, the Pirate Parrot. I mean, it was a national – I mean, cocaine was all over baseball, but it got centralized in Pittsburgh. That's where the drug trials were. That was worse than this.
I hear that.
That was
worse than
this. But this is – that's not – comparing it to that is pretty good, is pretty bad, no question.
Who was managing that year? Was it
Chuck
still
Tanner?
Tanner?
Last year.
It was last year.
Leland came in 86.
I just, at this point, it would be a mercy firing for Clint Hurdle. That's the way I feel. And Neil Huntington. I'm going to tell you a number in regard to Huntington that is just amazing and as damning as can be. So, once again, we open with the Pirates, because you can't take your eyes off the thing in some ways. In some ways, it's the last thing you want to look at. It's just, it's awful. 412-928-9370. Tons of other stuff. This Kuznetsov story I want to talk about. High school football opens. We got Steelers in Tennessee.
Couple
on
NFL
Sunday
notes
night.
From last night that just absolutely blew me away.
Couple NFL injuries as well, including one to a quarterback. Let's talk about all that coming up on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.